Well, a little bit of a background. I am a businessman. I do appreciate business, but I'm what you would call a compassionate capitalist. I know it sounds really strange, but I believe that everybody has the rights to good housing, and I believe everybody has the rights to a good life and medical and stuff like this. I've been involved in politics in the background for many, many years. I used to be a member of the Liberal Party, Conservative Party, NDP Party. I'm no longer that. I actually got out of the political arena for a period of about 15 years or so. With everything going on, I think it's time for real change. I think it's time that we give the small individual groups or small individual leaders, or those that want to really make some positive changes in this country, a chance. And I've been following the Green Party for quite a while. Actually, since they started, I've been watching their policies and everything like that. And they fall in line with what I believe, that the future belongs to the kids, and we need to leave something behind for them. We have to have a legacy that we can leave behind, not debt. So at that point, I've been asked to get involved several times, and I finally said, well, you know what? Like my dad always used to say, if you don't like the way things are going, get involved and change them. So I got involved. I do like the Green Party policies. Their core values, I like the fact that the people who are being elected, the candidates and that, are not being whipped in the House of Commons. So you can vote your conscience. You can vote for what is right. And that's the thing. What is right? So, yeah. It's a new journey for me, being in the forefront.
You're running a very successful green-led business. And maybe talk about how that background will maybe help you.
Well, I've always been very conscious of our environment. I believe in the seven sacred teachings of the first people of Turtle Island. My family is a long lineage on Turtle Island. I have traced my history back to the 1100s. So the First Nations people, we seem to know what is going to help everyone. We lived in a very communal society, a very matriarchal society. The women are the teachers. They are the leaders of our country. So when you really look at the values from the First People of Turtle Island and the values of the Green Party, they really do mesh very well. I could see a huge relationship being built. The other part of all this is that the planet is hurting. We cannot continue to take out of the planet. We need to take only what we need, not what we want. It's all about how do we manage and be good stewards of what's given to us. Everything is interconnected. So if we take that away from our kids, and I don't have any, and I'm fighting, I will fight tooth and nail for this planet, for the children of the future, for the leadership that can actually be done when we live together peacefully. We're all human beings. We can learn to work. My business was built on that concept. I put people above profit. Yes, I do need to make a living, but I don't need to be greedy about it. I carry a lot of green products. Anything that anybody can do with fossil fuels, I can do with alternative energies. We put a building plan together and a building package that's rated 73 on the efficiency scale. We can put a house up after the foundation is in 30 days with a 25-year warranty that is transferable, that's intergenerational, affordable housing. I've been in the housing industry since I was six. I'm 59. I'm 50. I've got over 40 years experience in the field. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for everyone else. People have a chance if we give them the chance. So I started in 2017. I came out on my third retirement to create jobs. The biggest issue, I started up in Nepal, Manitoba, and right across the river was the Opaskwayak Nation, and they were getting suicide every other day. How much is a life worth? I consider a life to be invaluable. I will help wherever I can, whenever I can. And if it means creating jobs, giving people purpose in life, and allowing them to teach their children how to do this, yeah, there's no price I'm not willing to pay.
Anything else, Remy?
Well, you know, I think we really need to talk about policies. We need to talk about what is going to be right for people when we start talking about issues. Not just what education can give you. I've only got my grade 11. I never got my grade 12. I spent five years in the military. I served this country. I come from a long military line. My grandfathers were both in the First and Second World War. My dad was in Korea. I served during peacetime. I have five university equivalencies. So, you know, it's not always about schooling. It's about what you learn on the street. People say, well, there's a lot of homeless people. Yeah, there are. But look at the price of housing. Rents are skyrocketing. You know, there is a lack of housing. Can we do this as a country? Can we put solar on every house? Now, there's a good policy. The carbon tax. Everybody hates it, but everybody's willing to pay it. Why aren't we taking that carbon tax and making a policy out of it where half of it goes in a program, or even three-quarters goes into a program, which will help people put solar and wind turbines on their houses and cut down their dependency on gas? Why are we not creating this program where we can offer people a 50% loan and a 50% grant and put solar on every house in Canada? That would eliminate a lot of problems. You know, there's so much we can do. We just need to think in a bigger box.